Coulter told Studio 7 that he carried out a thorough research for his autobiography titled The Struggle Continues, saying he stands by what he wrote. Coulter has become embroiled in a row with Mnangagwa after it emerged that his recently published book contains statements that sometime in 1983, Mnangagwa, then defense minister, made, which encouraged violence against civilians, marking the start of what came to be known as Gukurahundi. Coulter said he relied on some reports in the state-controlled Chronicle newspaper, which he had believed to be true, as Mnangagwa never sued the publication for those remarks.
The specific comments in the book regarding Vice President Mnangagwa actually came from Chronicle reports in 1983, which we've had access to. And my assumption has always been that the Chronicle then reported accurately. Vice President Mnangagwa never complained about the Chronicle reports of what he said then, and he's never sued them in the past 33 years. So one has to assume that he was correctly reported on. And to that extent, yes, I stand by what is written in the book.
In a statement, Mnangagwa said he was concerned by remarks in Coulter's book and that the statements attributed to him were false. He has threatened to sue the senator, but Coulter has remained steadfast. Asked if he believed that the ordinary majority could still forgive the perpetrators of Gukurahundi, given the state's apparent intransigence, Coulter, who has in the past urged offenders to apologize for the atrocities, said he feels that the massacres cannot be taken in isolation, as Zimbabwe has gone through a number of traumatic experiences in the past. Coulter said he would not be the right person to demand any apology from Gukurahundi perpetrators, but said he believed there is need for truth-telling.
This is not something that I can say. I wasn't a victim of the Gukurahundi. To that extent, I have no right to demand any apology from Vice President Mnangagwa. All I've done is represent people, victims of that era. And from my representation of those people, I know that they do want an acknowledgement that what happened, in fact, happened. And yes, they would like an apology. And they would like some form of communal reparations for the harm that was done to them.
Human rights activist Mbuso Fuzwayo said Mnangagwa could have used this opportunity to take responsibility and come clean on his involvement in Gukurahundi atrocities.
Instead of him denying, I think he was supposed to be utilizing this opportunity to apologize to the people of Matabeleland and in Zimbabwe in general. If he thinks it's not true what the Coulter wrote and what is in the Chronicle archives, I think the best route for him is to go to court so that he proves his innocence in court. That's what the people are expecting him to do, either to take responsibility, apologize as a vice president, or go to court to say no. The Chronicle wrote lies about me and Coulter is writing lies about me.
Programs director Tine Mukwewa of the Abameli Human Rights Lawyers said as the issue of Gukurahundi has rarely been discussed openly, Zimbabweans could salvage something positive from the row between Coulter and Mnangagwa to help bring closure over the issue.
Clearly, Zimbabwe has had no conversation around Gukurahundi. So this is an opportune time where Zimbabwe can, in a structured manner, have a truth-telling mechanism where the victims themselves can tell their story, where the accused can also tell their own story. Zimbabwe now needs the National Peace and Reconciliation Bill to come into play, but the bill has to speak about truth-telling so that we find closure in Zimbabwe.
Participants at a recent meeting on transitional justice said there can only be closure on the thorny Gukurahundi issue if there's telling of the truth and acknowledgement of the atrocities. The 5 Brigade was deployed in Matabeleland and Midlands provinces to quell what the government called a dissident menace caused by some disgruntled former ZIPRA members who were unhappy over the way they were left out of the Zimbabwe National Army and other political issues. A local newspaper posted photographs of articles published in the Chronicle in 1983 in which Mnangagwa reportedly compared dissidents to cockroaches and bugs. Reporting for Studio 7 from Bulawayo, this is Taurai Shava.